Afternoon.
G'day, Ollie.
With nobody in hospital, nobody in ICU, do we need to take this measure now, Bradley?
Well, one would question why we need to. Obviously, the government's received health advice that there is a reason. We don't know yet what that reason is, obviously, but clearly the government's pulled the ripcord and we're going back to 1 in 2 square metres. Frustrating and disappointing for hospitality venues already undergoing restrictions, but we're assuming that there must be a massive caseload about to materialise.
What have your members been telling you this afternoon, Bradley, since this announcement was made just over an hour ago?
Well, they're certainly pleased that we didn't go to 1 in 4 square metres, which was what South Australia did. And South Australia's model is the laughingstock of Australia. It was regarded as the abomination of restrictions by every other state and territory, and it absolutely decimated hospitality and people's enjoyment and functions and events and going out. So we're very pleased that the state government has taken a common sense approach to 1 in 2 square metres and still allowed for people to not have to be seated all of the time in venues, particularly to be able to stand at a bar. Clearly, we've still got to wear masks, except when eating or drinking. So I think the measures that have been announced today are certainly reasonable and moderate compared to some of the models that existed interstate, and we're pleased with that.
Has government indicated to you how long these restrictions will be in place?
Not yet. We've asked the question, and clearly it's how long is a piece of string, because we don't know how long we're likely to have a peak. In different states, the peak did last for different periods. New South Wales and Victoria have this week announced and removed their restrictions. Other jurisdictions still have them in place. Hopefully what we see is a short, sharp spike and we can return to normality as soon as possible. That would be the best case scenario.
Tim McLernan yesterday, talking to Gareth Parker on the breakfast program from Stables in the Camfield, he estimated there could be anywhere between 10 and 15,000 hospitality workers who've either had their shifts cut or left the industry over the last month because things have been a little quieter. Is that what you're hearing as well, Bradley? Is that the anecdotal evidence the members of the AHA are providing to you?
Look, certainly there have been a number of jobs and people dislocated because of the downturn when consumers are changing behaviour and self-excluding themselves and or staying at home. And yes, it directly impacts on jobs, it directly impacts on people working in the industry, and we would only want that to occur for a very short period of time. Those staff can't afford to be out of work for any length of time, and the businesses concerned don't want to lose staff for a long period of time because they have to retrain, re-recruit, and in this environment, that's extremely tough. So we're trying to minimise those changes to be the shortest period they can and to get people back into work as soon as possible.
Do you imagine the next couple of months will be bumpy for the hospitality industry?
Look, it's going to be bumpy for everyone. Hospitality industry is at the forefront of the damage and the cost of these restrictions. Of all the public-facing industries, ours is the one that's been affected the most. We're certainly frustrated with that, but it is a pandemic. Government has to respond to it for public health interest. We're not blaming, you know, the process, but it's certainly an outcome of a pandemic, and it has been in every jurisdiction around the world. We're no different. The thing now is we're experiencing COVID in community as we've never seen before for the first time in the last 2 years.
Particularly for some of your regional members who have relied on tourism and been hit hard over the last 2 years, having that certainty, having that date of March 3, it must have been something they thought was not even possible, particularly the last 4 weeks with this bumpy ride since January 20, and we heard that February 5 was going to be the date, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, for remote and regional tourism businesses that have been absolutely hanging out and waiting for interstate and international tourism visitation to return, it's fantastic news for them that we'll have that border opening again. Also, for the meetings, conferences, events industry market in Perth and our regions that rely on that business event sector, to know that they can start planning, to know that conference organisers, associations can start to plan again for major events to be held here, is absolutely fantastic news. It gets the train back on track again.
Yeah, it does. It gets that train back on track. Bradley, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Ollie. Cheers, mate.
That's the Australian Hotels Association.